Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second episode of Podcasting 101. I'm thinking about recording these as an RSS feed and just putting them on iTunes, although I bet there's tons of threads like that already. But I might actually put a thread up on that Gamer Hub since Brandon made a forum discussing that. So maybe I'm going to go ahead and post these over there. And anybody who has questions can ask me there. I really need to get more active on those forums to begin with. I mean, I do co-host one of the shows on here. So today we're going to be talking about microphones, recording environments, and quality control. Now, the funny thing is about the whole microphones thing is that as I was writing, I made a little outline here in Microsoft Word. Steampack Punk was messaging me and asking me about microphones. So today it's Sunday, so I like to do these on Sundays, and I like to give out as much information as possible. So what he asked me was, because I'm going to start reading questions first. If you have any questions for me, or have an eBay link, or something to a piece of equipment you want me to take a look at, don't be shy to send it to me, emaster1980 on Twitter, and I'll get back to you within 24 hours. It might be right away, it might be 24 hours, but it'll be at least 24 hours earlier. But he asks, I don't have a mic, but I do have a PlayStation Move camera, which I think has a hell of a sound response. Is that good? Actually, that is not good. The PlayStation Move camera is made to pick up noises from a room. It's not made to sit on a stand and for you to talk into. It's made to pick up noise from an entire room. And during a podcast, that's the very last thing you want. You don't want a microphone that picks up the background. You want a microphone that only picks up the noise that is being fed into it directly. In this case, your mouth being a few inches away from the mic. That's all you want it to record. You don't want to record anything outside of 1 foot surrounding you. And the Move mic is designed to pick up noise from like, 4 or 5 feet. Unless you're in a super quiet room. And even then, I don't know how it's going to sound. It's not going to sound good. But you would have to be in a soundproof room in order for that thing to work. And if you could soundproof your room, I'm sure you'd do a lot of different things. God knows, I wish I would have had that when I was younger. So yeah, in other words, don't use a PlayStation Move mic. And that sends us into the do's and don'ts of microphones. So one of the first things is I'm going to go through the do's and then I'm going to go through the don'ts. So, but since I just read a don't, I'm going to start with the don'ts, I guess. First and foremost, whatever kind of microphone you have, do not hold it in your hand. Do not hold it in your hand. Like, if you, let's say you have a regular, normal microphone, don't hold it in your hand. It has to be in a stand. And this is one of the do's, is get a mic stand. I highly recommend, if you don't get a mic stand, you are risking putting in all sorts of background noise and whatnot. I remember when we started cross-border gaming and all that we had were Rock Band mics. And in my honest opinion, those Rock Band Logitech mics are the best and cheapest microphones you can ever buy. They're USB, they're sturdy, you can drop it a few times, it's not going to break, and easily replaceable. And every EB Games has them for sale used for like $10 or less. So the only downside to using those is the fact that, well, you can't attach more than one to your computer and you can't have multi-level recording. So if this could only be used for the solution where you go on Skype, record the Skype call, or if you're on Skype and each one records their own audio track for you to then multi-track edit together. Now, which is a fine and dandy solution with that mic, but you cannot hold the mic in your hand for, God, I don't know how many episodes, maybe 30 episodes, Harold had that mic, and he kept holding it in his hand, and because he wasn't sitting still, God, I don't sit still either when I'm doing the show, so I don't blame him. Every time he moves, or the wire moves, or any of that stuff, the microphone picks that noise up. Like, if you slide your thumb up, like, or your finger down the shaft of the microphone, no homo, then it does make noise. Because some of these microphones, they have very sensitive shell casings. And when you use shell-sensitive cased microphones, that whole noise gets recorded. And that's a pain in the ass to edit out, even if you're doing multi-track recording. But yeah, do get a mic stand. A mic stand is not expensive. A lot of game stores still sell those mic stands that were made for the Rock Band mics. They're trying to get rid of those mic stands also for fairly cheaply. So you could actually pick up a Logitech mic and a microphone stand from an EB somewhere for maybe a total cost of $20 to $25, and you have yourself a recording setup. That's all you need. Those are the only two elements you need, and you didn't spend more than $30. But make sure that your EB or local game store has one of those mic stands in stock. But those are the cheapest mic stands you can ever buy. They are the absolute cheapest mic stands you can buy. If that option doesn't suit you, it'll be in the next section, which is how much you should spend on a mic. Anyways, back to the don'ts. Please don't buy some generic piece of shit brand. I don't care if your friend's works fine, some Moulinex or some piece of shit of name of equipment, electronic equipment I've never heard of. Do not buy those. Do not buy those. Always research a mic before you buy it. The best thing to do is put in the model number and the word reviews after in Google. And trust me, you will find within the first page of results, you'll be able to make your decision based on the reviews you can get from it. If there's no reviews for that mic, well, there's obviously a reason why there isn't any reviews for that mic. Because it's a generic brand. That's how you also know it's a generic brand. But do get a name brand microphone. Audio-Technica is not that expensive. Logitech is not that expensive. If you're looking for the right places, of course. But do get a name brand mic. Don't buy some generic piece of shit. Do not buy some generic piece of shit. That generic piece of shit will break at the worst time. And you are going to have a fucking headache with it, so I don't recommend it. You can get headset microphones. They work fine, but only if they're through USB, and they have that sponge for the wind filter for the mouthpiece. If it's got those audio in outs, don't get it. Meaning those two like audio jack plugs, 3.5 millimeter plugs, don't get those. Because one of the plugs is going to fuck up, and then basically it's only good enough to be a headset, or it's good enough to be only a mic, and then it's crap, it's garbage. And again, don't try to try to make that one USB. If you have to use a mic like that, make sure it's got decent sound on. I mean, record yourself talking for 5 minutes and see if you find that acceptable. Check how much the background noise it picks up, how many decibels it picks that up at, or if it's minuscule to the point where it doesn't matter and it's okay. Also, don't spend too much on a mic if you can't afford it. I mean, if you're a dude like me who's in a different position of life, but most of the people who ask me about podcasting are all guys who are much younger than I am by like 10 or 12 years, that's okay. I understand you guys don't have a lot of money, and it's a tough economy. I understand that. So I would go with the Rock Band mic route. Get a Rock Band mic and get a cheap Rock Band mic stand with it. The other thing is you do have to have a pop filter or foam on your microphone. These pop filters or wind filters, as they're also called, you can buy them off eBay for $1 for four or $1 for two. They're tremendously inexpensive, and if it comes out of Hong Kong, no problem. Yes, it's going to take a while to get here, but you know what? It's inexpensive. It's really inexpensive. If you get hand microphones, like the types that have the heavy duty jacks on them, I forgot how many millimeters that is. Is that 7 millimeter? I forgot. If you get one of the normal plugged microphones, like the type you would put into a mixer and stuff like that. Make sure, well, this is getting into more complicated territory since I don't think anybody's going to be using that method. So, you know what, actually, you know what, I'm not going to get into it. I'm going to go stick to the first two options of doing podcasting. If you want me to talk about the third option, which is what I do through my mixer, for local recording, I'll go through that only by request. But I know nobody has that equipment, so there's no point in going through it. I will stick to the normal kinds. But I still say the best solution, buy a Rock Band mic, buy a Rock Band mic stand. Combined cost, $30 to $35, okay? And by all means, buy used if possible. If you can buy used, check your local buy-sell forums, check Craigslist, check Kijiji, just check around and see. Maybe you can even find a USB mic there even cheaper, a good brand for a cheap price for somebody who, unfortunately, in this poor economy, needs the money. You can help that person out at the same time, and at the same time, you got a cool mic. The thing is, though, is with USB mics, do make sure they're compatible with your OS. Some stuff that's compatible with Windows 7, some stuff isn't really compatible with Windows 7, like my M-Audio USB microphone that I have with Pro Tools. I spent $100 on that mic. It's a condenser microphone, which is like, you know, it's really heavy duty. It came with its own stand and everything. It was all in one, ready. The problem is Windows 7, there's something that fucks up with the sound. Sound cards and Windows 7 don't get along. I don't know why. It only gets along with the built-in ones. Sorry. Only gets bundled in with the generic ones, but and like I said, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Now, how much should you spend for a mic? If you're going on the high end of USB microphones, like condenser microphones, like Samson USBs, or Audio Technicas, or M Audios, you should not be paying more than $60. If you're going for a Rock Band mic, you should not be paying more than $10. Those things were so massively wide produced that, and a lot of the mics that turn up in those bargain bins at EB and GameStop, they've never been used. A lot of these microphones are still brand new. Even a few days ago when I was at an EB, they had brand new mics. It's not the original like twisty tie around it, zip tie around it. And fuck, that's all you need, man. that mic is all you need. Put a pop filter, sorry, a wind filter or pop filter on it, and you're good to go. You are good to go. Get yourself some earbuds, some decent headphones, you know, something that encloses your ears really well. You're good to go. And a mic stand, of course. You need a mic stand. But yeah, as far as mic stands go, if you cannot find a Rock Band mic and you're just looking for a desktop mic stand, you just go on eBay. There's one here that I just found by just... I was searching with desktop microphone stand. That's the search term I used. And I found for $17 adjustable desktop microphone clamp clip holder stand, which is good enough. It's a little short, but that makes it easy to ship to you. And if you want to extend it, just put some books underneath it. Works perfectly. Good enough. Again, if you are just looking to do this as a hobby and not seriously, or you can't afford to make it a little bit more of a serious hobby, just go with the Rock Band mic. That's all I can tell you. Find one. They're not expensive. Easy to find. But yeah, do check eBay, Craigslist, Kijiji, any local sell, buy-sell forums, buy-sell newspapers. Just post on there that you're looking for the following equipment. Now, let's get to the recording environment, because the recording environment is very, very, actually, before I go on here, if you have any more questions on microphones, feel free to message me on, Twitter, emaster1980, I will get back to you within 24 hours, or right away, it depends what I'm doing at that time, my apologies. Okay, recording environment. First and foremost, close your goddamn door and lock it. Close your windows too. That is absolutely mandatory. If you live with your parents, which a lot of my people who listen to this do, and I hope your parents are tech literate enough to understand, hey, listen, I'm just going to go record a podcast. You know, only hit my door up if there's an emergency, okay? We're live. Somebody like my dad, I couldn't explain that to them because they would understand it because they're a little bit older. But in your cases, your parents are probably probably only about 10 years older than I am, so they should still be with it. What else is there? Yeah, if there's a little bit of clearance underneath your door, just put a towel underneath it. You would be surprised how much noise can come through that little gap underneath your door. You would be surprised. Make sure you make a test recording in your room, that whichever one, and as less echo as possible. I mean, the less echo, the better. Basements are really good for that. I remember doing a show from Victor's basement. We did two of them. And boy, we set up a professional studio that day. I really wish we had taken a photo of the setup we had. Because Victor had this giant desk that he uses to fix all his game systems on. And we moved that into the middle of his basement room. And we set it up like a professional recording environment. And it was fucking awesome. It was the shit. Like you wouldn't believe. It was amazing for us to sit there like that. Anyways. But yeah, make sure you're not echoing. Sit from the opposite side of the door. So that even when people walk by, people can't hear it. And this is really, really important. Make a test recording. Make a test recording. See what it sounds like. Use Audacity to view the levels as you're recording. And that's also very important, is as you're recording, watch your fucking levels. Make sure you're hitting the upper greens, not the reds, not the yellows. You have to hit the green. And I think that's all I got for you guys today. If there's anything else you guys would like me to talk about specific that you got questions about, I'll be more than happy to talk about it on here next time. And until next Sunday, this has been Podcasting 101 Episode 2. And we'll talk to you all next Sunday. Toodles.